Hi, and welcome to today's podcast. Well, first of all, sorry we've been off the air for a couple of weeks. It's just been crazy busy. No other reason than that, just finding time. We've launched a brand new, really exciting addition to the site, this education coaching portal, which is going gangbusters. So check it out at santium.com.au. Our last podcast also has been our most popular ever. If you haven't listened to it, the interview with Nathan Krieger, it's gone off the charts. So really good. Obviously, some interesting stuff there and hit a chord. So thanks for listening in. Today, we've got a few lined up for June, but today I was just going to give it a bit of an update around 30 June. It's now early June somehow, 2023. And a few things you need to think about leading into the end of the year. So around super, but also just general sort of tax planning items. Of course, this is not personal financial advice. Check in with your accountant or financial advisor for your own particular needs. So there's a few ways to think about the end of year. It's a bit of a time to really check in. Obviously, make sure everything from last year is lodged. You should have done that by now, but if not, the due dates are over. Your accountant should be bugging you if you haven't lodged. Get all that in order and really try to lodge earlier next year. It does make a difference. Makes things a lot easier if you can get everything organised early in the year. A few things to look at for the end of the year is looking at your capital gains. So if you've got any assets that perhaps your portfolio might need a bit of a rebalance, it's a good time to rebalance. If there are some investments that just need a bit of a view, make sure you can, you know, capital losses get carried forward, capital gains might be triggered, but you might better use some capital losses from the past. So always looking at rebalancing before 30 June isn't a bad idea. Other things you might be looking at doing is transferring money into super, so making those contributions. Now, remember, you've got two ways to mainly contribute to super. You've got your concessional or tax deductible. So if you're employed, your employer will be putting that in every month into your super fund. But you can also top that up to $27,500. And if your balance is below $500,000, you can actually do a catch-up contribution. So that's really worth looking into, where you can do more than 1 year. And particularly if you've had some capital gains throughout the year, that can really help because it can really maximize your deductions. And then you've got your non-concessional, so your tax-free contributions. You can generally put in $110,000 a year or $330,000 in one go, which is a three-year contribution. Can't contribute again for another 3 years. So check that. It's sometimes worth looking at, of course. Now, remember, if you're younger listening, your money is locked up. But if you're, you know, above 50, maybe a bit younger, then you start to think about, well, is it worth locking the money up? It's a much lower taxed environment. And particularly if you're over 60, it's a bit of a no-brainer because super potentially is 100% all tax-free when you're over 60, unless you've got significant balances, you know, over 1.7 million. So on that, that 1.7 million is being indexed at 1 July. The 1.7 is the maximum you can have tax-free in super. It goes up to 1.9 million on 1 July. So if you're if you've got a balance of around that level, think about topping it up before or into next year or before you start a pension. Other things you can think about is your tax rates. So if you're a resident in Australia, tax rates are due to change in the next couple of years. If there's any way of, you know, if you're running a business, just managing those tax rates through your company, get your accountant obviously to run that through with you, whether you take money out as a dividend or salary or a director's fee, all those sorts of things are worth looking at. And whether also you're setting up via a trust or you've got other company assets and things like that. So just worth looking at overall tax rate. If you've got children who are younger, a bit hard to distribute, but if they're getting older and they're above 18, then they suddenly become people that may be able to receive distributions or like or dividends from your company if that's set up that way. Other things, obviously right now, topical today, the Reserve Bank meets again. Interest rates are predicted to go up again, so really review your interest rates. Every mortgage broker I speak to is really busy just refinancing people. A lot of people are coming off those really low rates we had and getting a bit of a shock. Some rates are coming in at around 7. So really got to look at that, look at your cash flow and look at your budget for the year ahead. With higher interest rates, things can really make a difference. So they're the key sort of things to look at. Again, just to refresh, get organized, have a look at things. Look at your tax, make sure you're up to date. Look at your super contributions. Check on any other ways you can contribute to super. Setting a budget, most people have got much higher costs than they have had in the past. So really budgeting is becoming a bit more important. And also for those who are drawing pensions from super, we've had this two-year window of drawing down the minimums that have been halved. That goes back to the max or the normal amounts next year. So a lot more is going to be drawn out of super. So you might need to review your cash balances because there might not be enough in there to start drawing out these larger amounts. So you might have to, again, rebalance and look at how much you've got in cash. And, of course, term deposit rates and the like cash rates are very attractive again. So at least that helps. So I hope that helps. Quite a few things to think about there. If you've got any questions, of course, reach out to us. Really are enjoying these podcasts and the numbers we're getting now coming through and listening. But the more interaction we get, the more questions. Please check out the website, cngm.com.au. Got to say, I'm pretty impressed. It's a real revamp, and it's if you click through, it's pretty cool. We are speaking at the Advisor Innovation Summit in Sydney and Melbourne the next few weeks. So we'll be posting about that, so follow us. And again, look forward to getting a few more of these out before 30 June and then starting again in the new financial year. Thanks for listening in. The more you interact, the more you ask us, the better. We can look at topics or things that you're interested in, and really appreciate the audience. And this year, this topic has seemed to go quite well. So thanks for listening in. So thanks so much for listening in to today's podcast. Just remember, it is general information. If you need personal advice, please seek an advisor or go to our website, cntm.com.au, log in, and we can direct you if you need more help. Also, we just want to remind you, if you're loving this stuff, please like and subscribe and share it around. We're really enjoying spreading the word around super and hope you enjoy it. So please do like and look out for the next episode. Cheers.